This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us. We'll be back raring and ready to go. You better be ready for me because I'm ready for you.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil who comes to Miami. But look, they were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're just terrible.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do become involved in the conversation. I don't care whether it's with me, another host. I prefer you be with me, obviously. Or another host or any of that. I just want you involved in the conversation. And the story, some of the stories you guys have sent to me, just hilarious. Just hilarious. You know, when you look at what's going on today, we've just come out of Christmas, we come out of New Year's, and we're already, you know, starting off to shoot. Obama on Wednesday is going to meet with the Dems to talk with them about how they can keep Obamacare from being repealed. And he talks about how he's going to be around and what have you. You know what? You want to change this stuff? You really want to make a difference? And I know I'm preaching to you. I've done this before, and this is what I was going to start this hour off this way. But this all comes to you sending the dog catcher to the Congress. And what I mean by that is you pay attention to local politics. A lot of people don't pay any attention whatsoever to local politics. And I've talked to plenty of people in my area who don't. No city council meetings are coming up, or elections are coming up, school board, water board elections coming up. They don't have any of that under control. And you look at them and you say, come on, you can't be serious. You really can't be serious in the sense that you don't have a clue to these things. Because these are the people that you end up sending to Washington, to the state houses. Right? I mean, just craziness. They don't do their job locally. And then you send them to Washington, D.C., so they can make our lives even more miserable. Thank you very much. And it shouldn't work that way. You shouldn't stick us with those kind of people. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. So get involved in the conversations like mine. Get involved in reading some of the articles that some of us write. I think I cleaned this up. I can't remember. I think I did, though. And where did you go? Don't you hide on me. And so there's a clip of a bunch of people in the street that were interviewed, and by Mark Dice and Jesse Waters and some others. And when you hear it, if this doesn't make you feel, this is why we can enact every law we want to do. There's all kinds of stuff that if we don't change our education system, nothing's going to change. These people don't know what the laws are. They don't know how to work from within the laws. They don't know how to make things work, make things happen. So take a listen. Let's see if this tickles you and makes you throw up. I'm curious.
You have a right to be stupid.
That was John Kerry in a speech that he gave. One of the only lines in a speech he's ever given that was actually 100% truth.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Who did America defeat in the Revolutionary War?
Oh, God. This is going to be a history quiz. You didn't tell me this. Oh, God. Why did you pick me to do this?
You know, what I love about some of this, though,
is he's going to talk about the Revolutionary War. He's going to talk a little bit about the Civil War and what the Civil War was about and who won and why it was fought. But he went out of his way mostly to pick African Americans or Black Americans. They didn't know what it was about. Nobody had a real clue, or the Black community had no real clue as to what was going on.
French, right? Russia. Germany?
The Revolutionary War. Apparently, these young people, and some of them older people, didn't know who we fought. We're sure whether it was, Russia, Germany. I mean, my God, China. And it's serious. They're not joking.
They love tea.
Oh.
If donuts are 12 cents a dozen, how much do 100 donuts cost?
12 cents a dozen. 50 cents?
$2.
Mm. 12 cents a dozen.
These are young men and women that are obviously, if you could see them, you would see they're obviously out of high school.
100 donuts, 120. $1.20.
Taking the calculator? $12. Oh, $1.20? $12? I don't do math.
No, you shouldn't. Oh, honey, don't do math, please. Because you can always put it on a credit card or something like that. They do all the math for you. And at the end of the month, when it doesn't work out, you'll have to try to figure it out on your own, won't you?
$1.20? $144.
What's water made of?
Soda?
I love this. This is, even for an idiot like me, I know what water's made of. It was one of the first things I learned in science class, right? You all learned what water was made of. It was really simple. If you don't know the answer, please don't tell anybody. Just be quiet.
What makes water?
Water.
Okay, what elements does it take to make water?
H2O.
So what does that mean?
It is water.
Everyone knows the formula for water, H2O.
No clue. Oxygen? Water? I don't know.
Who won?
I know, those were English. It was very obvious. But they're still young people. And a lot of what we heard were young people here in this country. And our education system, as you heard, if you caught the first hour, right, we are so far behind. The reason the numbers are where they're at is because we don't want these kids to feel bad. We don't want them to score low. So we graduate them when they don't understand the basics. When they can barely read and write, and still graduate. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Hopefully you stay with me. Be with me on the other side of the hour. More stupid people right after this. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us. We'll be back tomorrow, raring and ready to go. You better be ready for me, because I'm ready for you.
Tell you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please get involved in the conversation. I really do enjoy when I have somebody to talk to other than myself. It's always good. Anyway, I was hoping to hit 2017 running, that things were going to turn around and we'd really see. And I'm seeing positive signs. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to be a doom and gloomer. I'm seeing positive signs.
I want to make sure that our people, I want to make sure Republicans are behind Trump. I don't want them to give him free rein to do anything he wants to do. Do not get me wrong. It's not what I'm talking about. But I definitely want them to work with him, work on a plan with him. Otherwise, all they're going to do is get away again. They're just going to make it, they're going to make it worse for us. They're going to make it worse all the way around. We need people. We need these people. God. It's nuts. I'm looking at comments that our own Republican, Ryan, and others are making about some of the things that Trump wants to do, some of the things he campaigned on. What they don't realize is we voted him in for a reason. We voted. Don't listen to the other side that feels like some of his nominees aren't right. Well, if the other side was right, if what they were doing was right, if people wanted to listen to what they had to say, they would have voted those people back in. They didn't. They just didn't. That simple. So anyway, I'm playing some clips from 2016. And what scares me about these is the craziness, the nuts that are out there that are going to be our future legislators, that are your attorneys, that are in the work world. And they don't even know how to add and subtract simple numbers. You're going to see as time goes on, they don't know who some of our legislators are, some of our most common legislators. But I don't want to steal anything from you. Take a listen.
The Civil War. The Civil War, what that was us. With probably, it was Europe, France, and America.
Harry, see, you learn something on the show every night. The Civil War was fought between, you want to write this down? Europe, France, and America. That's right, you heard it here first.
No, wrong. I am terrible at history.
Who won the Civil War?
Asia. Is it the Soviet Union?
The Civil War that was fought here on this country. And remember I told you earlier, these were, he was asking mostly African-American, blacks, whatever you prefer.
Can I just say France again? England. No. Germany. Russia. Japan.
The North versus the South.
North America versus South America.
That was it. There you go. Who knew? Now, I want you to know something. These are no longer, these kids are no longer on high school campuses. I mean, let's be clear. Now, some of you are saying, oh, that's useless information. We don't need to know that. Really? You don't need to know why the Civil War was fought? Is that so? That's got to be coming from out of the mouth of somebody on the left, because what that would mean to me, what you're thinking, is you don't want the left to know. You don't want these young people to know that the rights for the blacks were actually fought by, that hundreds of thousands of people died protecting the rights of slaves. Not to be slaves, but to be free men. Are you just afraid you don't want them to know that? You don't want them to understand that white folk, the Northerners, the Yankees fought for their freedom too? Is that what kind of what you're saying? I'm good news.
Who won the Civil War?
The North.
The North.
The Union, baby.
The Union.
I'm a Civil War buff.
Do you know what the Civil War was about?
God, I wish I studied my history.
And I'm not making it out to call them out. But shouldn't you know this? I would hope if an Italian or somebody of Italian descent doesn't know the damage that Mussolini did to the Italians. I don't know. I pull their Italian card or something.
What was the Civil War about?
Freedom. Slavery.
Yes. Do you know what the Civil War was about?
Not right now, no.
No, maybe later on I would know. I knew it yesterday, but I just don't know today.
America fight in World War II.
France? No. France was on our side. You said that, right? No. Russia?
China?
The French?
Anybody else, like, disgusted with this? Anybody really think that, you know, if you're up in the Facebook, I'll check that out in a minute. If you're up on the Facebook feed, I would love to know if any of you feel that there's no reason to know this. It's not a big deal. Right? No, seriously. I mean, if these guys get out of high school not knowing this, the basics, take a shot. But would you say the Civil War was Europe, France,
God save us. We're going to need saved.
Who did America fight in the Vietnam War?
Korea? France?
The Vietnam War apparently was fought in France. Who knew?
Was it France?
Oh, God. How many stars on American flags?
We got 13 pounds. We saw 13 minus 50. 47.
13 minus 50. First of all, who knew that 13 minus 50 was 47? I would have never known that. That must be that new Common Core man. But why are we minusing 50? Well, why did she go down that road? Where did that logic come from?
True or false, Alaska is an island.
Oh, this is classic. Now, you can thank me for finding these and having to listen to them, having to cut them up. Because I just can't believe. Now, this was older folks. Not much older than me, around my age. But really? What is this all about? If you don't know simple stuff, this is why our founding fathers were worried that an electorate, people who voted, if they weren't informed, we would be screwed. They knew.
There's water all around it. I would say it qualifies as an island.
Somebody give me a definition of an island? Is it surrounded three sides by water? So Florida's an island. Who knew?
No.
False.
Oh, isn't it false? Isn't it connected to all this stuff?
Yeah, it is. Connected to Canada. You got it.
I'm confused. I do not know what to do about this. And I won't do this for the whole hour, but I'm going to do this for a little while. I mean, this is just amazing to me. These kids, these young people, made it out of high school. I love an educator to chime in on this one. I'm Joe Messina, your host, to the Real Side of TCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple more minutes.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Senator Elizabeth Warren has taken the first major step toward running for president. The Massachusetts Democrat is forming an exploratory committee for the 2020 campaign.
It's going to be about the tens of millions of families across this country who work hard, who play to the rules, and who just time after time take one body blow after another.
Warren's a frequent target of President Trump. He's still insisting on money for his border wall, but he also says he's ready to negotiate an end to the partial federal government shutdown. House Democrats plan a vote on Thursday on bills to reopen the government. Republicans say that the bill doesn't provide enough for the border wall, and they're not going to pass anything that the president won't sign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us. We'll be back tomorrow, raring and ready to go. You better be ready for me, because I'm ready for you.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, somebody, I like to bounce around a little bit. You know me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563 if you want to have a conversation. Also, somebody sent me a little note here, and I thought it was kind of cool. I'm going to expound on it just a little bit, but you've got all these adults and kids on college campuses across the country, they all need therapy. They all need safe spaces. They all need whatever they need to get through because Trump was elected. I want you to think about what I'm saying here. I'm not just spewing garbage. Trump got elected. People are devastated. They're going to kill themselves. They're going to move to another country. They can't believe this is going on. They can't believe. All this outrage. All this help. And I know plenty of kids in 2001 were in high school and on TV and in the news and over and over again watched 3,000 people lose their lives on live television. Pull this together. If I'm out in left field, just tell me I'm out in left field. You know, I'm seeing you're a moron, whatever, I'm used to it. But they watched 3,000 people die, have it play out over a period of time. And I don't remember the mass outcry. I don't remember people, burning effigies of Muhammad in the street. I don't remember, having to rush counselors to every school in the country to make sure these kids were going to be able to survive and get through. I mean, any of you, did I miss something? Maybe there was some kind of program that I missed? Right? Those kids have made it up and through. Some of those kids, today, they're not kids anymore. They're in their 20s. Think about it. Were kids raised differently? Did they deal differently? Are they colder? Maybe they're just not getting it. Do you know what I'm saying? But if you think about this,
a man gets elected and the group falls apart because they don't like him. A generation starts to fall apart, melt in the streets. And in 2001, 3,000 people lost their lives. War was waged on American soil. I don't know, maybe the teachers didn't explain it right. Maybe the teachers were better and explained it better than the kids and they were able to handle it better. I don't know. But, you know, somebody sent me that's a great thought. It's a great way to try to work it through. You're exactly right. Anyway, back to stupid people. I didn't plan on doing this the whole hour, but I'm having so much fun with it, I can't help myself. You have people that can't do simple math. People who think that Alaska is an island. And it isn't because they don't understand that they got confused. Because the one person even said, well, it's surrounded on all three sides by water, so therefore it's an island. Got to scare you. Some of these are going to be your future legislators.
Let's say you're flipping nickels, okay? So let's say you flip enough nickels to equal $2.
And this is really simple, right? It ain't that hard. Every kid should know this. And these are kids that have graduated from high school. They can tell by their age. They've graduated from high school. This is not a problem. This shouldn't be a problem.
Let's say you're flipping nickels, okay? So let's say you flip enough nickels to equal $2. Separate nickels. How many nickels did you flip?
Sorry, could you repeat the last part of your question? Sure. Wait, I need a second.
No problem. We'll wait.
How many nickels? Here, I'll even simplify it. How many nickels do you have to make $2? Not that hard.
Okay, that's 4, 4, 8, 12, 16. 16 times 2, 32 nickels, or 32 times.
Okay. I don't even know what to do. Go ask your kids. Not now. Wait till the show's over. But if you want to check, you got nieces, nephews, grandsons, granddaughters. Age appropriate. Ask them the same question. See where they're at.
All right, so a nickel is how many?
Wait. Okay.
Wait, 40 nickels.
40 nickels is right.
How many was that? We're 9 people. 9 people in, and we've got it. So that's 1 out of every 9 people knows how to make $2. Knows what makes up $2 worth of nickels.
Math.
Awesome. Yeah, math is awesome. You might have to take a class at ASU. So. Yeah.
You're traveling at 80 miles an hour.
This is one of my favorites. This is one of my... And these are simple, right? I mean, these aren't hard questions. I mean, seriously, high school kids should be able to answer these without a problem. It's, notice I said should be.
How long does it take to go 80?
So he just asked them. You're traveling at 80 miles an hour. How long does it take to go 80 miles? Real simple stuff, right? Should not brain surgery.
You're traveling at 80 miles an hour. How long does it take to go 80 miles?
What the giggling is for, I don't know. Maybe they're thinking, you just got to hear this.
Think about what I said.
80 miles an hour. How long would it take you to go 80 miles?
Yeah.
Who fought in the Cold War?
Spain. Japan.
America. We're always in the wars. It's weird. France. They always bring us into it. Now, I don't know why.
Who did the United States fight in the Cold War?
The French. Russia.
This seems like the French are getting a heck of a beating here tonight, don't you think? I mean, they deserve a beating for a lot of things, but they're not in every war. They're not involved in every war. They don't drag us into every war.
Who fought in the Cold War?
It was us and the Soviets.
Cold War. What was that about?
Freeing the slaves.
Do you know why they called it the Cold War?
Because it's cold.
What do you think caused the Great Depression?
Oh, that's an interesting...
What caused the Great Depression? Wow.
The Great Depression? The first one?
Can you name the last 5 American presidents?
It's Obama.
Okay. This should scare you to know it. This is modern history. We still talk about they rail on these presidents on a fairly regular basis. And they're not real young people. This is the last one I'm going to play because this is making me crazy. It's driving me nuts.
The first one.
Can you name the last five American presidents?
Does Obama count as one?
Yes, Obama counts.
Obama, Bush. Yeah, George Bush. Nice. Oh, crap. Obama, George Bush.
Mm-hmm. Who's before Bush?
I feel like I know it. It's only on the tip of my tongue. Can you give us a hint?
He liked to get in the office.
Wow. Oh, okay. What's his name? Kennedy.
Obama.
How about before that?
He liked, and think about that. That girl knew enough to know that JFK had sex in the White House. So when the question was asked, this guy had sex in the White House, she jumped right to Kennedy. I wonder what she's learning in school, right? Look, guys, I played that not to make you as nuts as you're making me. Or is it making me? But to show you, we got a real problem with education. And you and I can help with this. We can jump on this and make this better. Right? You reach out to your nieces and nephews. You reach out to your sons and daughters. You reach out to your granddaughters, grandsons. You help make a difference. You help them understand. Ask them what they're learning. Oh, come on, really. Ask them what they're learning. Break it down for you. What did you learn in school today? Did you have history? Great. What did you learn about in history today? It helps straighten them out. You know, the kids, they don't want to go against their teachers. I get that. But you can at least help to bring them in line. When we come back from the break, California colleges are rated the worst. For a lot of reasons. But there's 9 colleges now in California. They made the list of the 40 worst college campuses for Jewish students in the nation, beating out every other state in the country. Think about that. 9 colleges. In California, the state of diversity, and New York, and New York comes in a close second. So you've got, and Columbia University tops the list. You know, and we heard how much Trump was an anti-Semite, right? We heard how Republicans are anti-Semite, and California and New York. The worst place for Jews when it comes to colleges. I'm Joe Messina, your host. If you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, we'll be back in a minute.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us. We'll be back tomorrow, raring and ready to go. You better be ready for me, because I'm ready for you.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our costs.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the time the car I drive to my video game,
I got a nighttime camera with solid color TVs.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time. I know there's like 3,000 other shows out there that you can be listening to, watching, or what have you. But you've tuned into this one, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know time is precious. And if, you know, it's so precious, you shouldn't go out reading my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you head over to the Amazon, yeah, you heard it right. Head over to Amazon.com, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. If you want the book for free,
It's really simple. I'll announce it tomorrow night. How's that? All right. The 25th email that I get, just put in, give me the book. How's that? That simple. In the subject line, put give me the book, and I'll send it to you. You're gonna have to get something more than that. I'll email you back. You know how it works, right? Come on, I don't have to explain all this. Anyway, because I want to get to the story. This is like creepy and stupid and scary all at the same time. Some of you need to go look up the history of Israel, of the Jews, and not even a biblical history. Look up modern history. Find out how they came to be, where they're at now, who gave them the borders, what they've given up. You know, I was talking to somebody today who's a Jew, I would call a cultural Jew. And she was explaining to me some of the things that she understood to be truth. And she explained to me that, that one of the problems that they have is the Jews in the Old Testament, or the Jewish Bible, the Jewish Torah, whatever the proper term to call it, talks about women being cattle or chattel, as they used to call it back then. They were property that men owned. And I said, look at her, and I said, you know, you realize that this is not widespread. This is not what you think it is. And they don't beat their women. Okay? It's a very small group of Jews that believe that and still operate in that way. You see, they had a woman prime minister. For a piece of property, she sure came a long way. Women own property in Israel. Women run businesses. Women have a lot of freedom, yet the Human Rights Commission has decided, the UN Human Rights Commission on several occasions, that Israel, not Saudi Arabia, right, Israel, not the other Muslim nations there, only Israel is an offender against women's rights, not the other ones. Just Israel. Go look at the amount UN sanctions, UN resolutions that have been listed against the other groups out there. Seriously. Show me where the UN has come against the groups that you can prove. That you can prove have come against women. That you can prove treat women like they've issued one resolution against Syria, one resolution against Russia, because of how they've treated women, one resolution against Iran, one resolution against North Korea. Iran and North Korea had nothing to do with how they treat their women. No resolution against anybody else in the world other than Israel, of which they've released 20. One of the smallest countries there. A dot on a map. And they've come against Israel 20 times. With no real proof of anything, just come against Israel 20 times. The same group that, for all intents and purposes, created the Israeli land, whatever you want to call it, their territory, their area. They came against them for taking advantage of the area they were given. Anybody else confused by that? Or is it just me? So along with that, when you look, California, New York, right? The enlightened states. Supposed to be so smart. We have so many colleges. We're just so far advanced. The 9 colleges now in California have made the list of the 40 worst college campuses for Jewish students in the nation. It beat out every other state in the country. A Jewish newspaper compiled a list based on the number of anti-Semitic incidents on each campus, as well as the number of anti-Israel groups. I mean, there have been young people here in California, in California colleges, that have been kicked off of boards and committees simply and only, not because they weren't qualified, not because they weren't male or female, depending on, you know, what the group was, simply and only because they were Jewish. That was it. Or sympathetic to the Jewish cause. So the newspaper looked at the Jewish student population, the number of Jewish or pro-Israel groups, the availability of Jewish resources on campus, also taking into account the success or lack thereof of Israeli boycott efforts. Now, nobody ever wants to boycott anything coming out of Palestine or Iran or Iraq, right? I mean, the place that throws gay people off of roofs? Yeah, let's not boycott them. Doesn't that kind of mean you're complacent with what they're doing? You're okay with what they're doing, that you think what they're doing is good and okay and acceptable? Right? Because if you don't come against it, it's just like the LGBTQ ABCD group say to me all the time. If you don't speak out in favor for us, then you're against us. Well, doesn't that work the same way? So Americans must be okay with this, with what's going on in Iran and other places, how they treat their gay people, because they don't come out against it. Now, the Israeli paper also determined, based on all the aforementioned criteria, that the 9 California colleges fit the bill and were found to be demonstrably anti-Semitic, including prestigious institutions like the University of California at Berkeley. Yeah, Berkeley's open to everybody, are they not? They're welcoming to everybody but the Jews. And Stanford University. Whoa, here's an institution of higher learning, is it not? Well, except when it comes to the Jews. We don't want them to learn higher. New York came in a close second, following California by only 3 schools, with esteemed universities like Columbia at the top of the list. Columbia University, right? I mean, these are liberal colleges. They're open to anything, well, except for conservatives and Jews. And even if you're a liberal Jew, you're not welcome there. I'm sorry. Who's the big tent? Because Republicans don't really much care what you are. But you do. I mean, the liberal elites, the liberals who run academia, right? Aren't they the ones for free thinking, free thought, free flow, totally accepting? But yet they've got every name in the book for a guy like me. You know, because... Man, I don't allow Jews on my show. I don't allow Jews to run the board. I don't allow Jews to write for me. I couldn't tell you who's running the board. I couldn't tell you who's running for me, writing for us. I don't ask. It's not part of the questioning. And I don't care what you write or write about. You can even write 180 degrees opposite of me to write on our website. You just can't be vulgar and nasty or call on anybody in particular. The article goes on to say that the paper determined that Columbia University was the most anti-Semitic college in the country. The most. Dozens of anti-Semitic and anti-Israel incidents, including protests or walkout of events related to the Jewish state. Most of those had taken place on Columbia. The report explains it, noting that the extraordinary high number of anti-Jewish incidents and the presence of a constellation of anti-Israel groups on campus have pushed Columbia to the top of the list. A college that's supposed to be open and inclusive. And then think about California, the University of California, and Berkeley. Berkeley's another one of those kumbaya, let's love everybody, come on in, kind of colleges. I guess not really. I guess I was misinformed, right? So the article goes on and says that they reported on several of the incidents mentioned in the report, including one case at the University of California. Of the Graduate Students Association stepped down and left the school after enduring months of harassment at the hand of the university students for justice from the Justice in Palestine chapter. So what did they want from her? I think it was a her. What did they want to do? Denounce Israel? Being a Jew, denounce Israel. On something that Israel isn't doing. Why did anybody ever denounce Palestine? When are you guys going to get together and actually denounce Palestine? Why don't we call out, why don't we lay out all the things that they've done? Lay out the laws they've broken, the atrocities they've done to their own people. Why don't we lay those out and see how that goes over, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. Thanks for listening to me ramble. Pick up the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, at Amazon.com. Have a great rest of the day. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up all week long. Check out the website to find out who's going to be on and what we're going to be talking about. Remember, I'm back tomorrow, so get ready for it. I want you to study up on your encyclopedia, study up on your news, hit Fox, Huffington Post, all the crazy sites you can get a hold of, because we got a lot happening over the next few days. Let's kick off the new year right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?